South African banks have approved more than 30 billion rand in relief to individuals and businesses affected by the COVID-19 pandemic and national lockdown, while roughly 11 billion has been extended to distressed businesses under the COVID-19 loan guarantee scheme. But is it enough? The critics have certainly been loud about the slow rollout of the scheme and what it's actually achieving. BASA Managing Director Bongiwe Kunene joins us now on the line. Bongiwe, thanks so much for your time this evening. So 11 billion rand sounds like a lot, but it's a mere fraction of the 200 billion rand package that was launched in a bid to help stimulate small and medium-sized businesses. So the question right now, and has been for a while, what's the holdup? Bongiwe, are you with us on the line this evening?
Yes, I'm with you. Now I can hear you.
Let's take a look at the package that's been disseminated and, you know, why so much has been, or so little has been released thus far.
Okay, so it starts in April, this storyline. So the banks did their own voluntary servicing and restructuring of the loan. And the amount you mentioned first, 30.6 billion, is what the bank did without any discussion with government and the Reserve Bank. The 11 billion is what was done after the discussion with the Reserve Bank. So it started slow. The reasons, among many, of why it started slow was that the first 3 months when the banks were restructuring, a lot of clients took those voluntary services that the banks were offering. And the second reason was the scheme, as it was designed initially, did not offer a lot of flexibility.
Okay, let's hone in on that design. And I'm going to interrupt you there, Bongiwe, because of the lack of time here. Because, you know, we've had a black swan event that has hit, knocking economies off their feet, so to speak. So do normal rules apply? Or is this package, you know, asking banks to be what they inherently aren't and be risk takers in a climate where risk has arguably never been higher?
To a point, that is true. The risk levels are much higher than what the banks have been used to. And the processing times have been a bit long because the banks had to follow the normal processes. But we've been talking with the Reserve Bank and National Treasury, and by next week, we should be in a position to introduce more flexibility, and the accessing speed is also going to be more. What will not change is that some of the consumers, particularly the businesses, may not really be ready for additional debt in these difficult times. And the issue of affordability, if they've already taken the first round, comes to bear.
So how do banks manage playing, you know, the stimulatory role in a bid to keep the economy ticking whilst protecting their own exposure simultaneously?
They've been doing that because in part of the regulatory issues we've discussed with the Reserve Bank, we have looked at provisioning that is required, the amount of buffers in terms of capital, and we've also been asking, and we were granted, some liquidity flexibility from the Reserve Bank. So we've got sufficient room to maneuver as banks.
And hopefully a little bit more, as you say, as we anticipate a potential shift or tweaking of the normal risk evaluation and credit application processes next week. We know, Bongiwe, that banks reporting significantly reduced earnings because of the impact of COVID-19 is inevitable. But do you see banks breaching minimum capital levels and facing solvency challenges down the road?
No. The way that we had for now, there was a report from on the front of financial sustainability and stability from the Reserve Bank. And in that review, the assessment was that the banks were still doing well. Obviously, we cannot say so maybe in 6 months' time, But with the loan guarantee scheme in particular, we are looking at extending the period. It will be a loan that allows the individual company to draw money from the bank for a period of 6 months and not pay for another 6 months and only start repaying on month 13.
Okay.
So that kind of flexibility is what we're now going to test, if it's going to allow scheme to respond much faster and responsibly.
Let's leave it there.
The clients.
Let's leave it there, Bongiwe. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, Bongiwe Kunene, who's the MD at Barsa.